From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. No deal yet with Iran. Two top foreign ministers helping to negotiate a nuclear agreement with Iran are sounding confident that an agreement can be reached by Tuesday's deadline. That's Germany's Frank-Walter Steinmeier. He said Sunday that several elements are missing and that Iran has to be more flexible, but he said he believes Iran wants the talks to end. Britain's Philip Hammond also says he believes an agreement can be reached, but he too said Iran has to make some tough decisions. Votes are being counted in Nigeria's presidential and parliamentary elections. The Independent National Electoral Commission says about 350 polling units were opened Sunday after delays and technical problems on Saturday. Opposition supporters disputed results from River State even before they were announced. Riot police are on the scene at the Independent National Electoral Commission office in Port Harcourt, where hundreds of opposition supporters are demonstrating over what they say are voting irregularities. President Goodluck Jonathan, up for re-election, was challenged by Muhammadu Buhari, a former military general. Arab leaders say Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen will continue until Houthi rebels surrender and withdraw from the territory they have seized. That announcement came Sunday at the end of a two-day summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Saudi U.S. Ambassador Abdul Al-Jaber spoke Sunday on the CBS program Face the Nation.
The use of force in Yemen is to defend the legitimate government and protect the people of Yemen. We have a coalition of over 10 countries that are participating in those operations.
Leaders at Sharm el-Sheikh also agreed to a joint military force. This is VOA News. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Saud al-Faisal Sunday accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of hypocrisy. He told an Arab summit, Mr. Putin should not profess support for the Middle East while at the same time supporting Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. The remarks came after Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi announced that a letter from Mr. Putin would be read out to the meeting. In February, Mr. Putin received a grand welcome in Egypt, but relations between Saudi Arabia and Russia have been cool over Russian support for Mr. Assad. Tunisian security forces say they have killed the main suspect in the recent museum attack that targeted foreign tourists. Tunisia's state news agency says Abu Shakr Lachman was killed along with eight others late Saturday during an anti-terrorist operation near the Algerian border. A funeral was held Sunday for former Singapore Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew. In attendance was former U.S. President Bill Clinton, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, South Korean President Park Geun-hye, and Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Mr. Lee, called the founder of Singapore, died Monday at the age of 91. French voters went to the polls Sunday to cast their ballots in a second round of local elections. Early results suggest President François Hollande's Socialist Party lost leadership of half of its current local councils. The strong winner appears to be former President Nicolas Sarkozy's UMP. The Conservative National Front of Marine Le Pen moved forward, but only slightly. A German newspaper reports that the German wing's co-pilot, accused of intentionally crashing his plane into the Alps, may have had vision problems. Bild am Sonntag reports investigators found evidence the 27-year-old co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, feared losing his eyesight due to a detached retina. Prosecutors said Friday searches of Lubitz's house uncovered documents that suggested an illness and appropriate medical treatment. Police also found evidence that he was treated for a psychological illness. The newspaper reported that Lubitz's girlfriend, with whom he lived, was pregnant. Indiana Governor Mike Pence says he does not regret approving a new state law that keeps the government from forcing people and businesses to provide services they find objectionable on religious grounds. Some gay rights organizations have called it a state-sponsored waiver for discrimination. Activists have called for a boycott of Indiana. Voting got underway in Uzbekistan Sunday, where voters were considered certain to return President Islam Karimov to a fourth term in office. Mr. Karimov has ruled the country for a quarter century. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Bilei ya mobali. Nani moto wa defisi mkoba nyongo. Memo kola kufuta. Amona nata. Ami kosi sibe ukati. Esika bolingo ezala kaiba kasusi eroda katunto. Bolingo ebo maka ebaka okomi deja kobenisa moto. Lolendo elata yo utabati yo ebende na mosafi akati. Vote singa azae.
Mobali ya yo ya mbai ya ye.
Uwe bakite ye.
Ome tome bile na ye soso.
Lelo mutu na ekwe.
Mobali bile na ye nini. Mamoko makakuba susu maka yangwe ya no eba nite.
Tangwa beli libumu.
Agosa lifu wakola
la ye. Mamoko tangwa beli bolingo ye.
Una eso kia liyaki nini ye.
Aminata bakaya ozo yoka.
Mamoko yeza nakaya yewe muto mkwa mbuiti.
Yeso.
Perimete ya kuwa mayeza bendo pango.
Iba mamoko,
sasena
Out on important questions. The question today:
what can be done to reduce corruption in government?
Yeah, sometimes they have to do corruption because they delay in their getting their salaries. In order for them to stop, the government has to give their salary on time.
First of all, government officials should declare their assets before taking office. And secondly, government officials should be accountable to the society, which means they should give either a weekly, monthly, or yearly report. Doing this, they will reduce corruption because the people will know exactly what is going on.
If one government is fond of being corrupt, of course we wouldn't just tell them, you know, you're corrupt, get out. So the only thing we shall do first is to warn them, give them a standing warning. If they continue so, they will be taken to courts of law.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Yare bangua kwa makore. Baba Zimurai Moto you. Zimurai Moto you. Baba Tonazai Moto you. Tonazai Moto you. Baba Tonazai Moto you. Tonazai Moto you.
You're listening to the African Music Mix, and here's Mad Ice with the song that made him famous, Baby Gal.
Mapenzi, oh, ulinionyesha, sikuitajwa nifanyie upuzi, oh, ungenikondesha, nilikupa chochote ulichotaka, mradi nisione unahangaika, lakini bado ulinifanyia pupa, tamaa kichwani zilikuzunguka, nilihisi labda umenichoka, kumbe tamaa tu zinakuhangaisha, nionyeshe mapenzi na uba, hivyo vyote mpenzi vinapita, nionyeshe mapenzi na uba, hivyo vyote mpenzi vinapita. Unachofanya unaona kifai baby girl, mimi nifanyaje, nimefanya mambo mengine kuridhisha wewe lakini girl, you driving me crazy, nifanye kitu gani uelewe, nifanye jambo gani uridhike, nifanye kitu gani uelewe, nifanye jambo gani uridhike.
Tamani mwenye dress kichwani, oh, kama nyele nikafuga, linifanya nisijue njiani, ilikuwa kuwa mimi najithamini, ila ukweli wangu upo moyoni, upendo wangu kwako niliuamini, kama gari fedha nyumba nilikupa, lakini bado penzi letu liliumba, ulitamani vingine vilivyo bomba, navyo ulipata.
Kila kitu nachofanya unaona kifai baby girl, mimi nifanyaje, nimefanya mambo mengine kuridhisha wewe lakini girl, you driving me crazy, nifanye kitu gani uelewe, nifanye jambo gani uridhike, nifanye kitu gani uelewe, nifanye jambo gani uridhike. Kila kitu nachofanya unaona kifai baby girl, mimi nifanyaje, nimefanya mambo mengine kuridhisha wewe lakini girl, you driving me crazy, nifanye kitu gani uelewe, nifanye jambo gani uridhike, nifanye kitu gani uelewe, nifanye jambo gani uridhike.
Napenda kukuona kifurahi, lakini jua tamaa haifai,
nataka unieleze unachotaka, unioni mimi kama taka taka, ninachofanya kukiona kama taka, utangoza kama yetu kuikata, wakati muda bado haujawadia, baby girl, baby girl,
hey, 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 hey,
hey. Unaona kifai baby girl, mimi nifanyaje, nimefanya mambo mengine kuridhisha wewe lakini girl, you driving me crazy, nifanye kitu gani uelewe, nifanye jambo gani uridhike, nifanye kitu gani uelewe, nifanye jambo gani uridhike.
Searching for the songs that will soothe your soul? Look no further than the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
of your fingers 24/7. Visit our website, voaafrica.com, for the latest up-to-the-minute news.
voaafrica.com.
voaafrica.com, your trusted source for news and information.
Yelele, we wange, yelele, mze Sweet baby girl, come again. Back in the yard for me, take off. All over, me tell you the chant right. Take over, the baby man, take my time. Take over, tell them man, I go and feel me hot. At every time, any day, anywhere.
When
message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
More than 600,000 people died from malaria last year. Most of those were children. But you can help protect your family with some simple steps. Mosquitoes transmit malaria. Therefore, try to avoid being bitten. Empty all containers of standing water. Water jugs, bottles, cans, and containers that livestock drink from can be breeding grounds for thousands of mosquitoes. Clean your roof of any rubbish where water can collect. Empty any ditches or holes of standing water. Avoid going out when mosquitoes feed, at dusk, overnight, and early in the morning. Sleep under insecticide-treated bed nets.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Seco by a bomba.
song.
Brings a smile to your face, doesn't it?
African Music Mix.
The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
This is Cape Verde musical innovator Jiki. Remind you to stay tuned to the African music mix on The Voice of America.
Fish good on your head. There is always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix.
African Music Mix.
And now, another song.
Jonas Pedro, Avaluto Edie.
Bombonono, bombonono. Jonas Pedro, Jonas, es para ti, africano te canta. Bombonono, bombonono. Jonas Pedro, Jonas, es para ti. Que viva siempre.
Mi kudo bada,
African don't take a time.
Pelaba, Albanije, oh,
bombonono, bombonono, Jonas Pedro, Jonas,
Dache,
es para ti, bombonono,
Kushiga,
bombonono, Jonas Pedro, Jonas, es para ti.
The African Music Mix, where the magic never ends. On the voice of America.
Hello,
Modogori. Shino watu wa zamani. Mana yori na yo mwilini. Karishindi witirahi. Sena leo risitawi. Wanyumu atowa zishikoyi. Na sishi romani. Alalirito we uzone. Ai, afawami tirendeni. Jiparansi sinapori. Wala tisi na habari. Ladayayu ya maori potoni. Narende razine mkodo gori. Allora si shangirie, allora si shangirie, allora si shangirie, allora si shangirie. Wanyumdo malavuni, namdishe shumbogori. Mtike sikuni, sivinde shanzani. Rijerfanye burosheti, aloti kandi burivuri. Jabi abanzahabu, ihetu kimgodogori. Goduti kakizamani. Manyani ni holu jabi. Allora si shangirie. Allora si shangirie. Allora si shangirie. Allora si shangirie.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
what can be done to reduce corruption in government?
It boils down to education, the importance of ethics, because when children grow to learn good behavior and good ethics, this become part and parcel of the system, and with time, corruption will be put at bay.
There are many proven strategies to reduce corruption. These include education and punishment. In my view, these are the most important and should go hand in hand.
Yeah, sometimes they have to do corruption because they delay in their getting their salaries. In order for them to stop, the government has to give their salary on time.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
This next song comes to you from Zambia. It's Jojo Mwangaza with Twamipela Amalumbo.
Yeah.
Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Still no deal in Iran nuclear talks. A senior U.S. official says discussions on the nuclear program are tough and getting even more difficult as the Tuesday deadline approaches. The remaining issues still being negotiated at the talks in Lausanne, Switzerland, have been left to the end, as VOA's Al Pessin reports.
The U.S. official said senior negotiators continue to put ideas on the table during their two or three daily meetings, but they've not found the right combination of terms on the remaining issues. The official spoke under the condition reporters not identify the person or publish direct quotes. The official indicated remaining issues include future Iranian research and development on nuclear enrichment and the pace and timing of relief from economic sanctions. The official said no one is giving up on finding a solution and predicted the talks will go right up to the deadline Tuesday night. Al Pessin, Lausanne.
The head of Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission says it will be Monday at the earliest before a clear result is known in the country's presidential election. Adehiro Jega made the announcement Sunday at the end of a second day of voting that had been called after technical problems and delays slowed down voting Saturday. President Goodluck Jonathan is running for re-election against Muhammadu Buhari, a former military ruler. Liberian authorities are urging Ebola survivors to refrain from unprotected sex beyond the recommended 90 days after the country's first Ebola death in more than a month. The 44-year-old female patient who died Friday was married to a man who had the disease but survived. Officials fear she may have gotten sick through sexual transmission. This is VOA News. Tunisian security forces say they've killed the main suspect in the deadly museum attack that targeted foreign tourists. Tunisia's state news agency says Abu Sakr Lokman was killed, along with eight others, Saturday during an anti-terrorist operation in the Gafsa region near the Algerian border. Officials say Lockman's group, which is affiliated with the North African branch of Al-Qaeda, organized the March 18th attack on the Bardo Museum that left 21 foreign tourists and a Tunisian policeman dead. Tens of thousands of people Sunday took to the streets of Tunis to protest extremist violence in the country. Arab leaders say Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen will go on until Houthi rebels surrender and withdraw from the territory they have seized. That announcement came Sunday at the end of a two-day summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Saudi U.S. Ambassador Adel al-Jubeir spoke Sunday on the CBS program Face the Nation.
When they were virtually about to take over the city of Aden with its president, we had to step in order to, in response to the request by the legitimate government to do so.
Leaders at the Sharm el-Sheikh summit also agreed to create a joint Arab military force to deal with a growing security threat in the region. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says support for Islamic State is expanding. In an interview with CBS Television 60 Minutes broadcast Sunday, Mr. Assad said the number of Islamic State recruits has grown since the U.S.-led coalition began airstrikes on militant targets last September. The Syrian leader said charges that Syria used chemical weapons against civilians as Western propaganda, but has no objections to allowing inspectors to determine if chlorine gas was used. President Assad also said he is open to having a dialogue with the United States, but would refuse to talk about whether he would be allowed to stay in power. The German wing's co-pilot accused of intentionally crashing his plane into the Alps may have had vision problems, in addition to being treated by psychologists. The German newspaper Bild am Sonntag reports investigators found evidence the 27-year-old co-pilot Andreas Lubitz feared losing his eyesight due to a detached retina. Prosecutors say searches of Lubitz's home have uncovered documents suggesting an existing illness and appropriate medical treatment. The Duke and Michigan State University men's basketball team scored victory Sunday to join number one Kentucky and Wisconsin in the Final Four of the NCAA Division I Championship Tournament. The Duke Blue Devils of North Carolina defeated Gonzaga of Washington State 66-52. Earlier Sunday, Michigan State upset Louisville in overtime 76-70. The single elimination national tournament will be played in Indianapolis. In the semifinals this Saturday, Kentucky will play Wisconsin, and Duke takes on Michigan State. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Speak out on important questions. The question today.
What can be done to reduce corruption in government?
Yeah, sometimes they have to do corruption because they delay in their getting their salaries. In order for them to stop, the government has to give their salary on time.
First of all, government officials should declare their assets before taking office. And secondly, government officials should be accountable to the society, which means they should give either a weekly, monthly, or yearly report. Doing this, they will reduce corruption because the people will know exactly what is going on.
If one government is fond of being corrupt, of course we wouldn't just tell them, you know, you're corrupt, get out. So the only thing we shall do first is to warn them, give them a standing warning. If they continue so, they will be taken to courts of law.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
سمحت في والدي انا وما رديش بالي عايش مع دوك الناس ماني بخير كي روحوا اليوم واش بقالي
شينا دمان سبتي المحان وزدت في شقايا ظني تكذبار في قصدي تفهم وتفاجي الأضرار الحاسي المكوية
Heating up the night.
nights and cooling down the days. The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Let your fingers do the working and your emails does the talking. Send us an email from wherever you are to just where we are in our studios in Washington, D.C. Email us at africanmusicmix@voanews.com. africanmusicmix@voanews.com. We can't wait to hear from you at the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Jambo, yeah,
Miss an hour, you miss a lot. The African Music Mix on the VOA.
Let me a can, yes, and it's a.
dangerous. Don't you mess with me. Danger, I'm so dangerous. Don't you mess with me.
Message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Do you know an insecticide-treated bed can help protect your children from getting malaria? Check with your local healthcare provider to see if you can get one of these nets. They keep mosquitoes away from your children while they sleep. If you have a net and wash it, make sure it dries in a shady area to prevent weakening of the insecticide. Also, if you have a net is more than 6 months old, check with your local healthcare provider to see if you can get a new one or have yours retreated.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Travel from Cape Town to Cairo, Dakar to Djibouti, and all points in between on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Bringing you near what you long to hear, the Africa Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Hey, جوه القلب ساكن القلوب ده انت الامل في العيون والنشوة ساعت الجنون وياك تكون زيهم وتروح وتجرحنا
no tastier recipe around the African Music Mix on VOA.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
what can be done to reduce corruption in government?
It boils down to education, the importance of ethics. Because when children grow to learn good behavior and good ethics, this become part and parcel of the system, and with time, corruption will be put at bay.
There are many proven strategies to reduce corruption. These include education and punishment. In my view, these are the most important and should go hand in hand.
Yeah, sometimes they have to do corruption because they delay in their getting their salaries. In order for them to stop, the government has to give their salary on time.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Kugel reporting, still no Iran nuclear talks deal. The United States and five other world powers moved toward an agreement with Iran to limit Tehran's nuclear development program, but have yet to reach a final accord. Diplomats meeting in Lausanne, Switzerland Sunday reported Tehran has shown a willingness to cut the number of nuclear centrifuges it operates to fewer than 6,000 and ship most of its enriched uranium stockpiles to Russia for storage. In exchange, the country is negotiating with Iran. Britain, China, France, Russia, Germany, and the United States were reported to be considering allowing Iran to conduct limited, closely monitored nuclear testing for medical purposes at an underground facility. But those monitoring the talks say some contentious issues remain as they head for a framework deal by their self-imposed Tuesday deadline. The head of Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission says it'll be today at the earliest before a clear result is known in the country's presidential election. Atuhiru Jega made the announcement Sunday at the end of a second day of voting that had been called after technical problems and delays slowed down the voting Saturday. President Goodluck Jonathan is running for re-election against Muhammadu Buhari, a former military ruler. Tunisian security forces say they have killed the main suspect in the deadly museum attack that killed 21 foreign tourists and a Tunisian policeman earlier this month. Tunisia's state news agency says Abu Sakr Lokman was killed along with eight others Saturday during an anti-terrorist operation in the Gafsa region near the Algerian border. Officials say Lokman's group was affiliated with the North African branch of Al-Qaeda. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets Sunday in Tunis to protest extremist violence. This is VOA News. Liberian authorities are urging Ebola survivors to refrain from unprotected sex beyond the recommended 90 days after the country's first Ebola death in more than a month. The 44-year-old female patient who died Friday was married to a man who had the disease but survived. Officials fear she may have gotten sick through sexual transmission. The Islamic State terrorist group released a new video Sunday showing its fighters cutting off the heads of eight men described as Shiite Muslims. The eight were said to be beheaded in the central Syrian province of Hama. The video was posted on social media. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad says support for Islamic State is expanding. In an interview with CBS Television 60 Minutes broadcast Sunday, President Assad said the number of Islamic State recruits has grown since the U.S.-led coalition began airstrikes on militant targets last September. The Syrian leader also said charges that Syria used chemical weapons against civilians is Western propaganda, but has no objections to allowing inspectors to determine if chlorine gas was ever used. Arab leaders say Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen will continue until Houthi rebels surrender and withdraw from the territory they've seized. That announcement came Sunday at the end of a two-day summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Saudi U.S. Ambassador Adel al-Jubeer spoke Sunday in the CBS program Face the Nation.
I don't know that anyone wants to go into Yemen in terms of land forces, but we don't rule anything out. We have sufficient forces in the current coalition, if need be, to go into Yemen. But right now, the objective is being achieved through an air campaign.
Leaders at the Sharm el-Sheikh summit also agreed to create a joint Arab military force to deal with the growing security threat in the region. A magnitude 7.7 earthquake hit off the coast of Papua New Guinea today. A tsunami warning was issued for areas within 1,000 kilometers of Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands. Christians around the world celebrated Palm Sunday. Robert Berger attended festivities in the city where the events took place.
Bells summoned the faithful to Palm Sunday prayers at the ancient Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City. Palm Sunday marks the beginning of Easter Holy Week and Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. Priests and monks in festive robes led a colorful procession around the ancient stone tomb where tradition says Jesus was buried and rose from the dead. Pilgrims from around the world marched behind them in a fragrant cloud of incense, waving palm and olive branches. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
The Duke and Michigan State University men's basketball teams had won and joined number one Kentucky and Wisconsin in the Final Four of college basketball's championship.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Sandralina. Banda ki baka boli amitie. Babo sali souvenir e koken de te. Eye ko son papa. Kana koni zoto na souvenir. Sangra yaka komi ki sanga. Leona loti. Mingi na butu na kanisi lisusu tango to bimaka naiba koma koto manga na batu malo baza manyo se kule na mama
Out on important questions. The question today:
what can be done to reduce corruption in government?
Yeah, sometimes they have to do corruption because they delay in their getting their salaries. In order for them to stop, the government has to give their salary on time.
First of all, government officials should declare their assets before taking office. And secondly, government officials should be accountable to the society, which means they should give either a weekly, monthly, or yearly report. Doing this, they will reduce corruption because the people will know exactly what is going on.
If one government is fond of being corrupt, of course we wouldn't just tell them, you know, you're corrupt, get out. So the only thing we shall do first is to warn them, give them a standing warning. If they continue so, they will be taken to courts of law.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Lumbi.
reste toi-même, même si c'est un mensonge. Je n'aime pas trop les calculs, je suis naturel avec toi.
African Music Mix.
ne so zanu ami palanga ne no bane sinal entungu ronger me ker mal kusemo ami pensaba makar gara poguru ya paso dia semana ne so zanu ami palanga ne no bane sinal entungu ronger me ker mal kusemo ami pensaba makar gara poguru. Nossa Santa passa tenta, um menino piquinote, um punha barca na sogue, pecador que tem consciência, com coragem vale freire, ganho Diniz Frederico.
The north to the south and the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best.
Africa Music Mix.
If you're looking for tunes, you've come to the right place.
African Music Mix.
The Africa Music Mix on VOA.
Dédicace pour la nouvelle génération. Même quand ça ne va pas en gris grand, baisse pas les bras, ils m'ont dit quoi, y'a boy. Palomba Style, ici le retour, Joe Black, c'est cool. Nikoumake, kouteke, Nikoumake, kouteke, Doke doye, ina dosoro. Doke doye ite dosoro, konka wulite se jonaye, konka wulite se jonaye. Refleshi en bandage, il faut savoir où met les pieds. Même quand ça ne va pas, ne baisse jamais les bras. Même quand ça ne va pas, ne baisse jamais les bras. Et prends mon séjour, je prends ton bon. Konka wulite se jonaye. Et prends mon séjour, je prends ton bon. Konka wulite se jonaye. Et prends mon séjour, je prends ton bon. Konka wulite se jonaye. Doke doye ina dosoro, mima doke doye ite dosoro. Konka wulite se jonaye, konka wulite se jonaye. Refleshi en bandage, il faut savoir où met les pieds. Même quand ça ne va pas, ne baisse jamais les bras. Et même quand ça ne va pas, ne baisse jamais les bras. Et prends mon séjour, je prends ton bon. Konka wulite se jonaye. Et prends mon séjour, je prends ton bon. Et konka wulite se jonaye. Et prends mon séjour, je prends ton bon. Konka wulite se jonaye.
Yes, I. Ça c'est pour les frères dans les ghettos. Même quand ça ne va pas, il faut gris grand, ne baisse jamais les bras, man. Yes.
Je prends ton bon, konka wulite se jonaye. Et prends mon séjour, je prends ton bon, konka wulite se jonaye. Et prends mon séjour, je prends ton bon.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Did you know that more than 1.6 million people acquired HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, in recent years? More than half of those infected were under 24 and most of them were young girls. You can protect yourself from HIV. If you're a man, use a condom every time you have sex. If you're a woman, insist that your partner use a condom. And whether you're a man or a woman, talk to your health provider about an HIV test.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Chata yu mugore na bana ngo gishaka mutoi Kizoba kitwaje inoti nizoba kihaye Kiheze kiguhende kihave kikonona Narukira mo igisiga kilaje Narukira mo nikigutware Garukira homana, igisiga kiraje. Garukira, garukira homana, nikigutware. Garukira ho, igisiga kiraje. Garukira ho, nikigutware. Garukira ho, igisiga kiraje. Garukira ho, nikigutware.
Hello, fellow guys. My name is Fine Dakwa, and I'm from Accra, Ghana. I listen to VOA on 98.1 FM in Ghana. And I want to send some shout outs to my family, Mr. and Mrs. Dakwa, then to my siblings, Brian, Michael, Kwesi, and Ama, and then to a few friends of mine, Kwesi, Asamoah, George Dakwa, and Elliot.
Come in a cushy.
African music from throughout the continent. The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Et la fille,
Diamono. Ano kunan si nandar si na itin kasi no ti.
The music continues on VOA's Africa Music Mix. Board for a musical journey throughout the motherland on the African Music Mix.
Tell me do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
what can be done to reduce corruption in government?
It boils down to education, the importance of ethics. Because when children grow to learn good behavior and good ethics, this become part and parcel of the system, and with time, corruption will be put at bay.
There are many proven strategies to reduce corruption. These include education and punishment. In my view, these are the most important and should go hand in hand.
Yeah, sometimes they have to do corruption because they delay in their getting their salaries. In order for them to stop, the government has to give their salary on time.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Nifa kambilema koniye furu kone dangane nifa kambilema koniye furu kone banile nifa kambilema koniye furu kone nacheni nifa kambilema koniye furu kone shibangoni ya miglo raba ya la de kuwaka nifa kambilema koniye furu kone dangane nifa kambilema koniye furu kone banile Kambilema, koninye furu kone nacheni, nalifa kambilema, koninye furu kone shibangoni.